going to do is I'm just going to encourage you to close your eyes or drop your gaze, whichever feels right for you at the moment, and just reconnect with those points of contact. So feet on the floor, feet on the seat. But I'm just going to encourage you also to explore this idea of a supportive or soothing touch. And there's a sense of finding what works for you here. I'm going to make some suggestions that I would encourage you to play with. And we really do mean play here, and it's for you. It's noting your own experience of it, noting any reactions that come up. Yeah? Sense of what's helpful and supportive and soothing, and a sense of what's not so much. Yeah? So, you could, for example, try putting one hand on your heart area. I'd invite you just to explore the idea of bringing a hand up to your heart, seeing what that feels like. Noticing any reactions in the body, any sensations, responses in the mind, how it feels, what the experience of that is like. And you might like to bring the other hand with it, two hands over the heart. See how that feels. And then perhaps bringing your hand, one hand down to your belly. One hand on your heart, one hand on your belly. How that feels. Noticing what that's like as an experience and how your body reacts, how your mind reacts. Perhaps bringing both hands onto the belly. And remembering that these are invitations, so allowing yourself to explore these different forms of touch at your own pace, staying with a particular position of the hands if that feels right for you, and coming to explore other ones later. And perhaps if this feels like something you'd like to explore now, what are the reactions of putting a hand on your cheek? Either leaving it there or stroking with the hand on the cheek. Just noticing what that's like, what the experience of that is for you. Perhaps both hands holding the face and exploring with different positions of the hands on the face how that is, what it's like. With gently stroking your arms. And there are many parts of the arms. We can stroke different parts. You can stroke your hands, you could stroke your lower arms, your upper arms. So just in your own time, exploring how that feels, what you notice, the experience of it, a supporting or soothing touch or not. And again, remembering you're free to linger or to return to any touch that we've already explored. Perhaps playing with crossing your arms and gently giving yourself a squeeze across the arms. noticing whatever that experience is like for you in this moment. Or perhaps playing with gently stroking your chest, back and forth or in small circles. Stroking your neck. Perhaps playing with holding your own hand, as it were. Seeing if that feels supportive to you, soothing. And through those different gestures, those different forms of soothing touch, noticing. And now yourself just choosing to explore particular forms of soothing touch we've already mentioned, or whatever feels appropriate to you. Exploring what actually feels soothing and supportive for yourself. So just continuing to offer yourself some soothing touch, or playing with what feels like it might be soothing for you. Noticing what comes up as you do so, gently and kindly. And then in your own time, just letting gestures drop, as it were. Sitting quietly with any echoes of that exploration of touch. And in your own time, gently opening your eyes.